It's a Danny Shelton 55 degrees.
814 at WEOL. It's a time to... I don't know what to say. All right. Let's get to Scott Petrak. He's joining us this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing okay. I know you're going to wait to get back to Cleveland after your time in Philadelphia. Is your notebook filled with a lot of question marks, or do we have answers after this first game?
You really don't know everything for sure after 1 week ever. But I think it just brought up more questions. You know, Robert Griffin didn't play particularly well, and then he left. Then he was hurt at the end. He finished the game, but he suffered a sprained shoulder. And the Browns, you know, they couldn't run the ball. They look like they usually do. And then the other disturbing thing was that Carson Wentz, the Eagles' rookie quarterback, looked so sharp in his first game, and the Browns passed on him. They could have taken him in the draft.
They complimented him upside down, backwards, and forwards, it seemed, in the press. Everybody seems to have good words about this young quarterback.
Yeah, no, they certainly did. And, you know, the reason for that is the guy was hurt in his preseason opener, didn't play the last 3 weeks, was only named the starter 9 days before or 8 days before after they traded Sam Bradford. The kid had played in North Dakota State, and he came out and looked really poised. Stood in the pocket, took some shots, delivered enough deep balls accurately, fit the ball into some tight windows. He was really impressive, and it was obvious to anybody who watched the game.
Well, we have a first-rounder who was sort of hurt in the preseason, didn't play as much, didn't get things. How did Coleman do yesterday? There was one good catch, but a couple of them that were mishandled.
Yeah, he dropped one early, you know, which you don't like to see. And then he was able to catch two later, including one is a 58-yarder, and RG3 just kind of threw the ball up in the air really high, and Coleman came back and adjusted, and there are three defensive guys around it. It wasn't a great throw by any means by RG3, but Coleman made a nice catch. And, you know, he was able to get down the field, and that's what his speed allows him to do. So hopefully he'll settle down, because there have been concerns about, you know, him putting too much pressure on himself and the jitters and being a first-round pick. So hopefully getting a couple catches in one game under his belt, he'll settle down and kind of be the guy the Browns hoped he would be.
Scott, it's only one game, but did any rookie on the Browns roster look good to you?
Yeah, you know what? Carl Nassib, the defensive end, the third-round pick, he continued to look good. He had a strong preseason. He had a sack and a batted ball yesterday. The kid plays with an edge. He kind of gave Carson Wentz the finger wave after he was done, like the Kembe Mutombo when he batted the ball down. He continues to show up, which is a good sign. The Browns need, obviously, as many pass rushers as they can find.
Some trick plays yesterday. There was one I tune in and I'm watching, and they're like three guys in the middle, three guys at this end, three guys over here. Are we expecting to see a lot of that from Hugh Jackson through the season?
Yeah, that's something that Hugh's always done when he's been offensive coordinator anywhere. He likes to mix formations, likes to mix personnel packages. He went with an extra offensive lineman a little bit yesterday. He went with a three tight end package and kind of threw out of that. So he likes to mix and match, and he thinks that, you know, you got to give the defense as many looks as possible. Now, the Browns didn't have as much success doing that, but a lot of that was execution. Missed throws or drop passes, and then the fake punt that they ran on fourth down. You know, I think somebody missed an assignment for sure, because the guys on the line, Joe Thomas, thought it was going to work for sure. They got the look they wanted from the Eagles punt return unit, and all of a sudden Duke Johnson gets dropped for a six-yard loss.
You talk about execution. When they say your only job is to hike the ball, not over the head of your quarterback.
Yeah, that, you know what? You feel bad for Cam Irving. The guy was the number 19 pick last year, probably drafted higher than he should have been. Struggled when he played some guard filling in last year, and then they settled in at center this season, and he's just had issues snapping. They showed up in the preseason and training camp during practice. Then he did it once in a preseason game, and then I'm sitting there watching the game yesterday, kind of thinking to myself, hey, it's been a quiet game for Cam Irving. That's good for him. And then he snaps it over RG3's head. And really, that was the turning point in the game. The Browns were within three. They had the ball. They had a little bit of momentum. And all of a sudden, it's a five-point game. You got a kick to the Eagles. They go down and score. And Wentz looks great. He stands in the pocket, completes the ball on fourth down. And it goes from a three-point game where you feel like, hey, we're going to go take the lead, to you're down 12. You know, it's a 9-point swing in a heartbeat, and they just couldn't recover. You know, you'd like to think the Cam will work his way out of it, but you never know. There's a lot of questions about him, not only snapping, but him as a blocker.
We're talking to Scott Petrek this morning, who writes for the Chronicle-Telegram. You can read all about the Browns, as it says here on this Chronicle headline, a dirty dozen flops. That refers to the opening games where we somehow can't get a victory. The running game didn't really show up yesterday either. Is that still going to be a concern for us?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a concern right now. You know, that's something Hugh Jackson kind of prides himself on, is we're going to be a powerful running team. And it just didn't happen yesterday. Isaiah Crowell was averaging right around 2 yards a carry until the end. When he picked up 40 garbage yards, you know, the Browns just handed it off. The game had been decided. So that kind of skewed the stats a bit. You know, an RG3 is your leading rusher right up there close to it. That's not good enough. So they're going to have to figure something out. And, you know, they didn't convert third downs, and they weren't able to stay on the field. And that limits your opportunities as an offense and as a play caller. But Hugh's offense cannot be what he needs it to be without Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson having good games. They need to take some pressure off RG3. You cannot ask him to throw the ball 35 times a game. It doesn't suit him.
Well, you talk about being on the field. It was a surprise that he actually came in for that final series after being injured. And this is only the first game, and the headlines include the word injury or hurting next to RG3. This is a concern, too.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, he said after the game that he was surprised that the guy hit him. And, you know, I watched the replay a bunch, and I could see where he would be surprised. He's running, trying to pick up some yards. You know, he's trying to lead him to a comeback, even though it would have been unlikely. And he goes to step out of bounds, and all of a sudden the guy's kind of standing where he went to step out of bounds, and he came from behind a Gary Barnidge block. Barnidge couldn't hold him long enough, and the guy kind of pops up. And so RG3 didn't expect it, so he wasn't bracing himself, and he didn't slide, or, you know, he could have stepped out a yard earlier, but he didn't see the guy coming. You know, and he's got a banged-up left shoulder. He was in obvious pain. They're going to do some more tests today. So his status for Sunday in against Baltimore is obviously in doubt. And, you know, you just don't need that. You're trying to revive his career and kind of build with RG3 as your quarterback. And I'm not saying one missed game is a big deal, but you don't want it to happen so early in the season. So I think the Browns really want him to be out there next week.
As you mentioned, Scott, Baltimore is up next. They had a down season a year ago. What do you think this year?
Yeah, I actually went out on a limb and picked them to win the division, and I'm in the vast minority there. I think they're too well-coached and well-quarterbacked to have another 5-11 season. I expect them to bounce back. I love John Harbaugh, the coach. I love Joe Flacco, the quarterback. And I think they gave him a couple extra pieces. Their rookie receiver missed all of last year, and now he's back. They signed Mike Wallace, who's a deep threat and has been kind of an underachiever, but he fits what Joe Flacco does, which is throw a great deep ball. So I expect him to bounce back. They won the game yesterday. It sounded ugly. I didn't get to see any of it. So, you know, it's a home opener. The fans should be juiced up. You know, the Browns aren't going to have a ton of opportunities to win games this year, and I think they'll be an underdog Sunday. But it would be a chance because Baltimore is not loaded, although I really like a lot of pieces they have.
Before we go, though, I wanted to know what you thought about your Northwestern quarterback.
You're killing me. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
I thought about the Northwestern loss.
No, I'm talking about
Trevor Siemian in Denver looked outstanding. I wore my Northwestern shirt on Friday, and Robert Griffin III and Josh McCown were noticing that I did it for Trevor Siemian, which they're right. That's why I wore it. But he was really poised. I love the way he threw the ball. He's a good athlete. I think the kid's got a future.
We seem to have a lot of rookie quarterbacks this week that were turning some heads or people were taking a notice, but they don't seem to ever be on the Browns roster for some reason.
Maybe one of these days.
Well, let's hope on that. But again, Browns and the Ravens next week. We'll talk again, Scott. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.